It is time on WSGW, you on your morning team show on 100.5 and 790 with Siri, with Alexa, with WSGW.com to get caught up on Saginaw Spirit Hockey Thursday mornings after the 7:30 news. That's what we do. And we do that with Voice of Spirit Hockey as you enjoy the broadcasts on WSGW 100.5 specifically. And Joey Botano, who joins us via the telephone line this morning. Goodness gracious, as much as we want to talk Spirit Hockey from when we last met, Joy, man, you're getting prepared because Spirit got to play a couple more games on the road, including tonight. So we appreciate you being with us this morning on a night that you're actually going to be behind the microphone for the Spirit playing hockey. Good morning to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Charlie. Pleasure to be here as always.
Hey, so we got to go back to last week. I got to have a little fun with this. You know, last week when we talked, Spirit were gearing up to be on the road against Guelph and Erie. And we talked about that Guelph game last Friday being a rematch of opening night when the Spirit put 10 goals on the board. And we kind of laughed and said, yeah, well, you know, that was opening night, you know. You're not going to put 10 goals up on Guelph. Well, not 10, but the Spirit put 6 more goals up on Guelph in that game and won 6-1. An impressive performance in a rematch that you thought that, you know, Guelph would come out, I don't know, a little bit more with that get back at the Spirit kind of game, but it just didn't happen.
Did not happen. Saginaw played their most complete game of the season. Guelph did not do itself any favors. That was as poorly as I've seen a team play in the OHL this season. So it was a combination of the Spirit just really having it, especially in the second and the third period. The power play, which has been great all season long, really put Guelph in the chokehold there in the second period. And then Saginaw just kind of cruised their way as Guelph didn't really have a pushback after specifically the fourth and then the fifth goal by Joey Willis to make it 5-1 in the second period. That was pretty much it. And Saginaw would add another goal before the game was over, 6-1. But again, from Saginaw's perspective, probably their most complete performance of the season. And for Guelph, who I've only seen twice this year, but I can't imagine a game that they played much worse this year.
Yeah, glad it happened against the Spirit when we were on our game. That was last Friday, and then Saturday. I don't know what you want to say about this. It seemed like a strange game. It was an overtime loss. Spirit still got a point against Erie, but what? I mean, both teams exchanged the goals in the first period. It's 2-2. Then they don't score again until late in the third. Then they exchange goals again. And just it was kind of just a strange game, I thought, as I was listening to your broadcast.
It was. It was kind of back and forth. And I thought Saginaw, it was so important. They came out strong and scored the 2 goals and got out to the early lead because it didn't really feel, you know, you could tell the team was a little tired. I don't want to say they came out flat because they didn't. They scored 2 goals right off the hop. They were in a good shape, but couldn't hold on to their leads in that game. I think that was really the storyline when it was all said and done, was that they had a 2-0 lead and a 3-2 lead late in the third period and couldn't hang on to them. Quite frankly, lucky to get a point in that game because Erie had Erie had control of the hockey game by and large, even though, you know, they never really took control of the game until overtime. Saginaw, that's one of those games, I think, that later on down the road when, you know, you're thinking about playoff time toward the end of the year, that one point that Saginaw picked up that night could be big as you get into March and April.
Before we get into the weekend action, Joey, maybe a quick word you can say, because you had news coming out that 3 Spirit players have been named to the Canadian World Under-17, U-17 Hockey Challenge rosters, and maybe you can just kind of give us some insight on that. It's a nice honor for those 3 youngsters.
It is. So Team Canada has what they call the Pursuit of Excellence program, which is essentially their entire international competition, starting at the U16 level and working its way all the way to the under-20, which is the World Junior Tournament, which everybody knows about, that happens just after Christmas time. And this is just another step for those young men in that Canadian Pursuit of Excellence, which is their goal, is to eventually end up playing for the Canadian World Junior Team. This is another one of those evaluation processes that those players go through in their young OHL careers or young junior hockey careers. And to get to play at the international level, I understand, is a huge honor for these players. And, you know, all three of them, including Michael Meese, who's going as an underage player, as a 15-year-old, it's a huge honor for them, and we're all proud of them. It means, you know, for Saginaw, it means over the next little while, we're going to have some players step up because, you know, as you know, Charlie, by watching and listening to the games this year, Zane Parekh and Michael Meese specifically have been key contributors to this team, and when Bodie Stewart's been in the lineup, he's been very good as well. So this gives some other players an opportunity while these kids are away. And then obviously the hope is when those three players come back after really, you know, strong play with some of the best of their age group, that they'll be playing at an even higher level when they get returned to the team.
All right. We've got action for the Spirit. Three games and three nights tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. You've got Windsor tonight at London Friday, which, as we all know from history's past, is never easy, but then you come right back and get London on home ice on Saturday, so this is going to be three fun nights going on for the Spirit.
It is, and you know what? We played Windsor once this year. It was a very close game. I ended up losing 5-4 at home, but I thought Saginaw played really good against Windsor the first game, so I'm actually real interested to see what happens tonight in Windsor. And then you have the home and home against London, as you mentioned, and London's a team that's really struggled off the hop here this year. They're, for the first time in some time, their roster has taken a step back. It's a much younger group than we're used to seeing from London. They don't really have that 19-year-old star player that we're used to seeing with the Knights, and they're trying to build it back up. But in the process, it could be some growing pains for them. They did make a pretty large trade here earlier in the year to pick up Sam Dickinson, who's a really promising player from the Niagara Ice Dogs. They drafted him in the first round, and Sam did not report to Niagara, so they traded him to London. He's a great player in the making. They have Montreal's first-round pick from 2 years ago, Logan Mailloux, on their team now. So they're hoping that they're going in the right direction, but it's been a uncharacteristically rough start for the London Knights this year. So Saginaw's going to try to take advantage of that here this weekend and the home-and-home situation.
All right. And certainly we want to get fans in the stands at home on Saturday night. The Spirit have played the last four, or what will be four in a row. And then actually you're starting a home stand of, what, five straight games with the London game coming up on Saturday.
It's a very peculiar October schedule for Saginaw to see that stretch of road game and then that stretch of home game this early in the season, but certainly Saginaw will take it. Eight home games in the month of October. We finish with four straight in October and then a fifth straight in starting in November with Kingston. But you can get tickets online at SaginawSpirit.com. Of course, at the Saginaw Spirit store on State Street. And also at the Dow Event Center box office, day of game.
Joey, we always appreciate your conversations. We always appreciate listening to you. And, hey, as we often say, go Spirit. We'll be listening tonight. 6:50 is the broadcast time on 100.5 and as well as online at WSGW.com. Have a good day, Joe, and a great game tonight.
All right. Thanks, Charlie.